Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to pray one prayer and ask God. You see, listen, I've been sharing with us that I'm going to teach about spiritual sight, seeing. And some of us, by tomorrow, by the time I start teaching about it, you will know that seeing in this kingdom is not just about prophecy. Word of knowledge and word of wisdom. Normally, people think that's what Pastor Samuel is. So he's talking about those of us who are very, very, going to be very spiritual. That's not true. By the time I'm done and I show you how God opens your heart and how God gives you the gifts of sight and show you the different dimensions, some of the hindrances to sight, then you understand that there is practically nothing that should happen in your space as a believer that you have not seen or captured. Are we here together? Yes. Now, remember that each time we're about to share the word, we usually say that God will open my eyes. You can't function in this kingdom with a closed eye. There's nothing you can do. Today, we're not talking about that, but you see, I just want you to pray again, because everything that will be shared, if light does not come, it does not make sense. It will not make sense. Five people can sit together and come for a meeting. If one gets light, kings will come to the brightness of that one. Princes will gather to the brightness of that one. Whoever has light is the person that people are attracted to. So it doesn't matter. Whatever is being said, it is light. I want you to pray. You know, the word of God says that in his light, we see light. There's something about to share with you today. By the time you get it, I'm sure that somebody, you're on your way to deeper dimensions of your walk with God, capturing the realities that exist in this kingdom. I want you to pray and say, Father, give me light from your word today. Light that will change my life. Light that will brighten my path. Light that will dispel darkness. Light that will enthrone me. You didn't hear that. Light that will enthrone me. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Say, God, give me light. Open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see today. In your word, I receive light. Zwate ketina mashante. Irwana kazisu brekete neko shakatula. Zwate rekete lebo shababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab I don't just want to hear, I want to see. I want the graphical picture, an illustration of what you are saying. Let it break forth upon my spirit and keep me running. Let it break forth upon my spirit and let understanding come. Zabina telete, evrana gatuna, zababapai babai ba, ezweketele bosha babababai. Yane meneke seketele boshandele babai. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please help me with some feedback here. I can't hear myself. The Ethiopian eunuch was reading, and Philip came to him, and he was reading with so much excitement, but nothing will happen. It's like newspaper. He was reading the Bible, these ancient scrolls. Wherever he got it from, of course, they came for the feast and all that. So he got scroll, and he was reading. The man reading did not even bother whether he would understand what he was reading or not. So Philip now came. God led Philip to him. And he said, understandest what thou readest. And the man was very transparent. Humility. He said, how will I understand? In other words, why are you reading if you will not understand? You know how many times I've had to teach You know, different times in major academic summits, I teach students how to understand. How to understand. Some of us, many years ago, were in my teachings then. How you can understand. Many people don't understand. I've seen people who fail. I say, why? What happened? He said, sir, but I read, though. And I read, though. It's not reading. Reading does not make you pass. It's understanding that makes you pass. Reading does not make anybody succeed in life. It is when they understand. Understanding is mastery. Understanding is a form of light that you can run with. Reading is just knowledge. Knowledge is power. Is that not what people say? But you see, knowledge is not power when it does not have depth of understanding and light. So when knowledge comes, what are you supposed to do next? That is wisdom. Can you repeat it over and again and get results over? That is understanding. Understanding means that the ground on which you stand, you have a grasp of what exists there. Understanding. I am standing. I have understanding of financial prosperity. That means when it comes to financial prosperity, I stand over that matter. I have understanding of how marriage works. It means that when it comes to marriage, I understand the matter. I have understanding of how to attract favor. It means that when it comes to attract the favor of anybody, I understand the protocol of favor and how to get it. Another person who doesn't understand will do trial and error and will still fail. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. The days of trial and error comes to an end in the name of Jesus. As you hear the word today, I pray that light will break forth upon you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please sit up in heavenly places. It's going to be a wonderful experience today. Today is our day of what? What? With what? Huh? You don't have devotional. You didn't read your devotional today. If you have devotional and you read the devotional today, you would have seen what's there. Glorious day of alignment with what? Purpose and divine plan. If you read your devotional, you would have seen it. And you probably would have caught deeper things. Are we here together? So please ensure to get devotional. I wanted to talk about this. Fulfilling God's purpose for your life. Understanding comes when you start reading and studying. Of course, some of us I always say that I get more feedbacks from the places I go to preach about the books than the ones I get here. I hope to start getting more feedbacks here. Like I said, feedbacks are very good. Just like what, you know, Pastor Gospel said when he came here. I get a lot of feedbacks from people, you know, from different places. But I realize that the problem is not that people are not, they are not reading it. They buy it. I don't buy my pastor book. I go read them later. Don't postpone the journey to discovering purpose. If there's anything you are postponing, don't postpone purpose. If you postpone purpose, you are postponing your life. Read with intentionality. Prayerfully and say, God, show me. Let me see light. So I want you to try as much as possible to get it. It's one of the materials you want to engage yourself with this season, discovering God's purpose for your life. You read books like this prayerfully, and God will give revelation in the name of Jesus. Yes. Today I have my friend in the house, Prophet Michael. Can you put your hands together and celebrate God's servant? Thank you very much, sir, for coming. God bless you, sir. It's nice to have you here today. Amen. Surprised me. Didn't tell me was coming today. It is good to see you, sir. Thank you. So I will have prophetic grace to minister today. Prophetic unction. Glory to God. Yes. So somehow along the line, we're supposed to have Pastor Gideon today, but he's in Kenya and his flight got delayed. So I decided that we'll continue with what we have in store. Let's get all the full benefits. Is that not? So instead of for waiting for tomorrow, we're going to talk about spiritual sight. How to capture things. But today I want to share with you on spiritual realities. how to lay hold of the things that exist in the realm of the spirit and bring them here. I will explain. Everything that the believer needs, please follow me carefully today, avoid every distraction. I'll be teaching and hopefully preach at the same time. Everything that the believer needs exists somewhere. All that you will ever need in your life, they are prepared already. Most of the things that we are asking God to do, He has done them already. As a matter of fact, God has finished His work. The Bible says that in the book of Hebrews, He said He finished His work from where? From the beginning. So that even the Lamb, Jesus, that will be slain, the Bible says He was slain from the foundation of the world. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Are you sure you're following me tonight? Please listen. So that, again, I want to remind you, people don't wake up and say, this Christianity thing, you know, they walk like fire. It works. If it's not working, we will not be here. I will not be excited about it. I can't keep doing something that is not working for almost 20 years of my life. I will find another thing to do. I can see people in Alaba doing business. I will go and join. I know how to do business. I'll just carry my certificate and look for a law firm and just start. Maybe even start my own firm. Are you getting what I'm saying? But there is a calling. And you see, Christianity is not about profession, sir. It's a calling that we all, regardless of your profession, you are called to the profession of faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? And the earlier you discover this light, the faster your speed in life. The earlier you discover the light, the faster your speed in life. So there are spiritual realities. Because life is spiritual. Life in itself is what? Spiritual. Do you believe that demons exist? Yes, they exist. Do you believe that there's a spiritual world? Yes, there's a spiritual world. Seals, real spiritual world. If you don't believe that there's a spiritual world, you're joking. You're joking. There are people who slept and they woke up paralyzed. Somebody shot a gun in the dream. They woke up paralyzed. They just tell the story that as I was in my dream, somebody shot and I woke up like this. Move, he cannot move. There are places where people go and they concoct things in pots. And somebody walking on the road, all of a sudden falls down there and will not stand again till the day he dies, except there is a supernatural intervention. It shows that the spirit world does what? It does exist. And we are spirit beings. Don't you believe that? Though you are putting on a human body, you are not a human body like this. This is the cloth. Your cloth is not you. Your body is your cloth. Your cloth cannot be you. And that's why when people are complaining about their body, hey, my height, my this, I'm not fine. Why are you complaining about your cloth? The real you is spirit. Man is a spirit, has a soul, and lives where? In the body. The real things that you call treasure in a house, they are not on the body of the building. The treasure is where? Inside. He said, we have this treasure where? In an earthen vessel. There's treasure in the earthen vessel. The Holy Spirit is treasure that is locked up in the earthen vessel that powers your own spirit and enlightens your mind. So please follow me carefully today so that you can get this truth that I'm about to share. And because we live in the physical world, if you have biological parents, one of the things that your parent will do, mentors, I usually say it, mentors and teachers don't transfer inheritance, only fathers. And that's why if somebody is not acknowledged and accepted as your spiritual father, you cannot enjoy the inheritance that the person is receiving in spirit. Because fathers transfer inheritance, mentors guide you, teachers will teach you. A pastor that does not understand the principles of fatherhood will pastor people, but he cannot transfer inheritance. Because whenever you're transferring inheritance, you transfer inheritance to sons and daughters. Except there is somebody who is not a son and daughter and has lived and acted as one. you consider the person. But ideally, fathers do what? Transfer inheritance. Now, if physical fathers can transfer inheritance, and God is the father of all spirits, and our spiritual father, as it were, first of all, is that not? God is our father of all spirits. Apart from physical fathers and spiritual fathers in the word and in the faith, God is our father. That means God has inheritance that he wants to transfer to us. And not that he wants to transfer it. They already exist. And how do we have all these things? The death of Jesus Christ has released all the inheritance that the believer will ever need in life. If a man is alive, whatever he has is his. When he's about to die, he writes a will. Is that not? And when he writes a will, he eventually tells the lawyer to read out his will. And then all that he is giving to his sons and daughters, he eventually hands over to them. True or false? So the will is written, but it's not in force until the person who wrote the will dies. True or false? Please follow me. Are we here together? When the person who wrote the will dies, then everything that he has written in the will, they read it out. They read wills. Are you getting what I'm saying? I want to show you something today so that you don't just walk around as vagabond Christians. Everywhere, there are a lot of vagabond Christians. They are not enjoying the inheritance of their father. They are not enjoying the riches and the wealth that exist in this kingdom. Because if you come into this kingdom and you hear about exploits of people and you are not enjoying it, very soon you say they are liars. Very soon you say they are cheats. Very soon you say there's something they are doing that we cannot tell. There's something else that they must tell us what they are doing. Because there is an inheritance that is laid aside, and they have discovered how to capture those things. All the inheritance that God has for the believers, these are the things I want to show you today. In this first session, I'm going to teach you part one. There are about six of them. I'll share first three, and I'll share the second three in the second session. By the time we are done, I'm sure somebody will look and say, Nova, I will never live like a vagabond again in my life. Everything that God has in store, I will lay hold of it and nothing will be left. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. So, the Father comes and the will will be read. When Jesus Christ died, the will that God has for us was set in motion. Whenever we read scriptures following the direction of the Holy Spirit, the custodian, he reads, so just like the lawyer will read the will to the family, as you are reading the scripture, the Holy Spirit will be opening your eyes to see, then he'll be telling you your inheritance. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? That's why Paul said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you your inheritance among those who are sanctified. Why have you not asked, where is my, what's this inheritance that they said they are giving? Why am I not seeing it? Look at it. To God and to the word of his grace. That means the word of God is the will of God, is that not? The Bible says it now. It said because the Old Testament, the old will, you know that, hey, thank you for helping me, God. Thank you. That's where the knowledge of law will play out. Now, listen. A man can write a will today, and 3 years later, you can write another will. And when you write another will while you're still alive, the old one that you have written before will no longer be in force. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So, the latest will of that man, it is the wish that will be executed when the man goes and is no longer alive. So, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, it said, because the former one was not good enough, he decided to put another one, a new testament. A will is a testament. Another word for a will is what? Testament. Document, contract. I used to have this contract and agreement with you that these are the things. He said, but this one, I am giving you a new one. This is my latest will. This is the latest stuff that I'm sharing with you. That everything you read here now, they belong to you. Are we here together? Am I communicating? So let's go ahead and look at a few things so that I can establish it. Have you heard of people from maybe Marine Kingdom? They'll be sharing stories and tell you stories of how maybe a girl tries to initiate her friend and says that my mommy doesn't live here. My mom lives somewhere. I've seen a story like that. Then you take your friend to the marine world and show your friend the glory of the marine world. And you know those marine kingdom children, when you see them, you will know. It does not look like you. Hey, oh man, turn. So the girl is speaking and she's saying that I will take you to my own world. So we live in this world, but you know there are other worlds. I hope you know that there is a water world. Do you know that there are heavens and spirit beings live in those heavens? Do you know that there are spirits that live under in the water? Go and read your Bible now. The Bible says that in the last days, those of the dead in the grave, the people who are dead inside the waters, they will come out. There are people who are inside the waters. Spirits live there. They are called marine spirits. There are spirits that live in the heavens. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Spiritual wickedness, where? In heavenly places. So the girl comes and she tells her friend that I will introduce my mom and we can make you rich. She's promising you wealth. She's coming from another world. But if you meet her in the physical, she's not really broke. She has some powers. Because the powers that she has, they operated there. The power she has is an inheritance from her parents they have given to her. So when she wants to initiate you, she will show you some things. And you're like, hey. She'll say, let's go. That eventually takes you to the underworld. That you see a lot of things, real things. I don't know if you have had, at least I've seen 2-3 experiences of people like that. I've had times where I'm casting demons of somebody and the person is saying, look at the woman, she's saying I must come now. She said, I said, why are you following? She said, I have to follow her now. If I don't follow her, I will die this night. We have to ensure that we break every tie and covenant. And because why you know that is real is because it's not the first time, it's not the second time. There are multiple times that we have experienced those things. So there is a world that is real, where people live and they are not human beings like this. Not all flesh are the same. All flesh are not the same. This flesh that you have and the one you are now, there are other flesh that exists. They exist too. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, to give you a clearer illustration so that you can understand very well. The devil wanted to tempt Jesus. Then he came to Jesus and now said, if you bow before me, I will give you the whole glory of the world. And now the devil is saying that these things you are seeing, it was not talking about the physical world, because physical world didn't look anything. There is a world that the devil is saying that if you bow, I will give you. He said, because everything has been handed over to me and I am in control. So for the devil to tell Jesus Christ that he has an inheritance to hand over to Jesus, where did he get it from? It is a spiritual inheritance. What Adam handed over to Satan, Satan is saying he exists, but you people are not seeing. This one you are seeing physically, that's not the real thing. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Then Jesus Christ said, no, that's not true. I will not accept, because I am also from a kingdom. And the kingdom where I am from, you know, the kingdom that Adam handed over to Satan is not where Jesus came from. It is the kingdom of this world. Jesus is saying that the kingdom I am from controls that one that you are talking about. And I have come to collect the keys of this one. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Just follow. It's going to be an expository night. I'll teach you a lot of things, and I'm sure that you're going to pick it as fast as I can. So when Satan tempted Jesus, promising to give him the glory of the world, power, fame, wealth, it shows that he does not have certain things. He has certain things under his control, and he has the ability to give to Jesus. If only Jesus will pay, you know, obeisance, allegiance, submit to him, he will be able to get it. So if it is true for the kingdom of darkness, that the kingdom of darkness empower people, and they start telling how that they have riches, they have wealth, they are prosperous. How many of us know that some of the businesses on the face of planet Earth now, those businessmen have enterprised with Satan, and they have an agenda? I hope some people are living in this world as if you are in another world. Are you in this world? I think the reason why many people live their lives anyhow is because they think life is just normal. If you know that as we are seated here, as we are here now, there are spirit beings with us, there are angels here. I hope you are aware. The funny thing is that some people are not even aware that because they are born again, their own angel is here. There's an angel with you here. And you cannot say, no, I resist it, because you feel like you are alone, so you run. But if you know you have someone with you, you will engage the ministry of that one to say, do something. And when Jesus Christ, they came to attack him, remember what happened? He said, Peter, immediately Peter came and wanted to fight for Jesus. He called. Jesus said, shh, stop. Don't you know that I can call for 6,000, minimum of 6,000 angels, and they will show up? That means apart from the ones that are with me, I can call for 6,000. Okay, let me give you another illustration so that you understand it exists. I'm trying to lay foundation. Time is already running, but are you getting it now? Elijah and Elisha, we have been reading about them in recent time. This guy was here, and there is a mountain. Two people were standing. But when the eyes of this one opened, what was his eye open to see? A spirit realm. He now saw that we actually have chariots. We actually have angels. They are horses. Look at them everywhere. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? The Bible says the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and he outran the horses. Don't you know that when God's hand took Elijah, he put him on his own spiritual chariot and he started running. He said when the eyes of the servant was opened and he saw that there were angels everywhere, he just kept calm. The reason why you have stress and pressure is that you don't know who you are and what you have. If you know, there are certain things that won't bother you. You sleep well. Did I tell you how Smith Wilson saw a demon in his house and he went to sleep? Why? Because the one that is with me is more than the one here. This is just one. When I'm having a number of hosts around my life, I pray that your eyes will be opened in the name of Jesus. And you start seeing deep things that God has for you in the name of Jesus. So what are spiritual realities? Spiritual realities are the real and tangible resources meant for the believer's advantage and comfort that exist in the realm of the spirit. They are spiritual realities. That means they are advantage that you have, wealth that you have, the power that you have, the glory that you have, the beauty that exists in the realm of the spirit. They are meant for you, but you cannot be using them there because you live here. And there is a way to convert that thing that is existing in the realm of the spirit to the realm of men. That's what I want to teach you. So that I can convert the spiritual inheritance and have it working for me here. Because I'm not yet there. I'm here. This is where we have hunger. This is where we have death. This is where we have famine. This is where we have sickness. Is that not? But in that world, do they have sickness? Is there a reality of the believer that the believer is not sick there? Do they have protection in that world? Is there a reality that really does exist? But do people live here as if they are vulnerable and prone to attack just like that? Because they do not know what they have. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Is it making a little bit of sense to you here now? So let's explore scriptures. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Three scriptures, then I'll start building immediately. Three scriptures. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. We're going to read together loud and clear. Everybody wants to go now. Read it together loud and clear again. He has blessed us with what kind of blessings? So you have spiritual blessings. They are spiritual blessings that you have been blessed with. And they are where? They are where? In where? So now that you are seated together with Christ, where are you seated? So where are the blessings? The blessings in heavenly places. Am I going to be using it from that place where I'm operating here on earth? So if I'm operating on earth, can I use the blessings that I have there? Is it possible that I can lay hold of what I have there and use it here? If an American ambassador is in Nigeria, is it possible that if he needs dollar, he has to be using dollar from there to run here? Is it possible that the military men from that place can be deployed to support him here? So it is possible that all the realities that exist there, they can bring it to him here. So that even if it does not exist now, and he says he wants to eat pizza that comes from the United States with the next plane coming, will he get it there? Is there a world on that side? Is he living in another world? But he can assess what is in that world and use it in this world. It's possible. Is it becoming clear gradually? So the Bible says God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He has blessed us. Somebody say, I am blessed. Every time you come here and you hear me shout, I am blessed. I am blessed. Sometimes people are looking at you when you say you are blessed. They are looking at your bank account. They are looking at how you appear. They are looking at your money. No, for with things which are now seen, they are temporal. But the things that are not seen, they are eternal. So when I say I am blessed, I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about cars. I'm talking about the things that I have that can be translated to money if I want. Translated to health if I want. Translated to cars if I want. They are called spiritual blessings. They exist. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In what? Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Holy Spirit, help me. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. We're going to read it together loud and clear. Everybody loud and clear. Once you go now. Some of us are not reading. I want everybody to read this so that it will echo well. Once you go. His divine power has given unto us what? How many things? And he said he has built up with all spiritual blessings. Does he align? And these things now, he said, they will come somehow through the knowledge of him that has called us to what? Glory and what? Virtue. So truly we can agree here from the first three lines that his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to what? Life. Put message translation so that somebody can see it. Message or TPT so that you can understand better when we're saying all these things. You understand it? TPT or message. Everybody, let's read it together. Everything we could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us by his divine power. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him who has called us by name and invited us to come to him through a glorious manifestation of his goodness. Can you see that now? Go to the message translation. Which one are you doing here now? Message. Everybody wants to go now. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know him personally and intimately, the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we ever received. Everything is provided. Someone say everything. Shout it, everything that I will ever need to be a success in life. Everything that I will ever need to live a glorious life. They are provided already. In the spirit realm, they exist. And today, I can hear you say today, I am laying hold of them. I am laying hold of them to rule my world, to control situations in the name of Jesus. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12. Please follow me. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12. Let's read it again together. I want to go now. Partakers of the inheritance of which people? So saints have inheritance. And you are giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you. So somebody say, I'm qualified. You're afraid of saying, I'm qualified. Ah! What I'm about to bring you into. You know the reason why when you say some things in church, I say, say it. It's because it's not yet real to them. It's not. Well, if it's not your reality, you can never live in it. You can never live in it. That's why people are not able to get it. Some of them don't even believe it does exist. Some of them find it difficult to even have a grasp of it in their mind. That can this thing be real? So they are looking for things that God has already given to them. They are begging for things that belong to the saints. It's just like having your food in the kitchen and you are begging your neighbor for food. When you're supposed to go and lay hold of what belongs to you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So the Bible says that go back there, please. Go back. When there's a scripture, just keep it. I'm not interested in this one now. I want to see the scripture. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us in particulars of the inheritance of the saints in life. Now do TPT and let's see it. TPT, the Passion's Translation. What? Are we there? Okay, want to go now. The inheritance is freely given to us, but it comes by living in the light. The other one, everything that has been given to us, it comes through the knowledge. Are you getting the gist? Now let me explain this to you before I get down. So the inheritance simply means a rightful portion. your heritage, your possession, what has been passed down to you by your father. So just as your biological father can pass something down to you, God, our Father, has passed something down to us. And what he has passed down to us, these are the spiritual blessings that he's talking about. That every believer has a blessing. Every believer has an inheritance. Every believer has a protection. Just like every believer has an angel. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Every believer has something that God has provided for you. Wealth in glory. But you see, the greater and the more you know about these things, you're able to see them, you're able to capture them, you're able to study and press into them, you are able to live in the reality. If your father has a will, okay, for instance, Tim Lane was sharing testimony on Sunday, is that not? How he has been, you know, the way he's thinking now has changed small, as if it's not normal again. It's not very normal, because no matter where he is, he knows in his head, I get house. I'm a landlord. As soon as he heard it, he knows that he's a landlord. You don't understand what I'm saying? If you were considering before that, if they drive me out, what thing I go do now? You can't think like that again. You can't. There's no way. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Now, but all the while that he does not know about it, does the inheritance exist? All the while that he does not know about it, because he just got to know about it, whether day one or day two of 20 days of glory. You know, the inheritance has always been. Your father always had those things. And he lived with those things and enjoyed them. Then he wrote a will that you are not aware of. When the will was written and all those things written in the will, do they really exist? But the fact that he's not aware, don't you know that the fact that he was not aware of it, he affects his lifestyle. He can go to that house that belongs to his father and take a flat there, pay rent. Are you getting what I'm saying? The father, he can go there and pay rent and they will collect money from him. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And somebody will be controlling him. A heir, as long as he remained a slave, does not differ from a slave. Though he be the owner of all things, the Bible says as long as he remains a child. And what makes that guy a child? If you read the Bible, knowledge. In this kingdom, we grow. We age by knowledge. We don't age by chronology, physical age. Knowledge increases your age. In the realm of the spirit, as you journey with God, the faster you are, spiritual age is accumulating. That is why our Father is called Ancient of Days. Because from the beginning, before the beginning of days, he lived and he is ancient before days. And after days, he will live. The day you come into Christ, you are a newborn babe. As you desire the sincere milk of the word of God, and that is growing you, your knowledge is enhanced. You are growing in age. Listen, you can be 14 years in the faith, physically, and 1 year in the faith, spiritually. So somebody can say, I've been born again for the past 10 years, but you're not looking like it. They're not looking like it. You're not looking like it. Is anybody going to say it now? So at the end of the day, the young man's mindset has shifted. The money is not yet in his account, sir. They never pay him. They've not paid. He's still in 20 degrees. He has not even entered the house. All he's seen is what? Picture. I will show you something. That picture is what gives him hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. That picture, I want to show you how to get it. When you get it, you are made. When you get it, you'll be riding on the wings. When somebody is talking spiritual things, you will say, yes, that's it. That's it. I know what you're saying. You can replicate the result. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. As this teaching goes on today, may light break forth upon you in the name of Jesus. I say you will never remain in the dark again in the name of Jesus. So spiritual realities are provision, position, privilege, power that are available in Christ by the Holy Ghost. As one seated together with Christ, you have right to his will. The Bible says that Christ has made us joint heir. Someone say joint heir. Do you know what it means to be a joint heir? Do you understand what it means to be a joint heir? That means in the sharing of the property of God, we are sharing with Christ. Christ is a shareholder. I'm a shareholder. Hey, I didn't hear you. I said Christ is a shareholder and I'm a shareholder. God doesn't love Christ more than he loves me.
God doesn't treasure Jesus more than he treasures me. God has not given Jesus something that he has not given to me. Jesus said in the book of John, all that the Father has given to me, I have given to them. He said, the glory you give to me, I have given it to them. He said, Father, glorify me so that the way I am in you and you are in me, they will also be in us. Privileged position. Privilege. Look at John 17. You see it. Thank you very much. No, this is not it. It's John 17. John 17. Now, everybody read it together. Let's read it together. I want to go now. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Jesus is speaking now. Go ahead. Let's be fast. Let's pray. There's so much to read here. Open your Bibles. Let's be reading. For I have given to them the words which you gave me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Go ahead. Something is wrong. What's happening? Go ahead. And all mine are, all mine are what? Jesus is talking to the Father. I said, everything I have, it belongs to what? You, And yours are mine, And I am glorified in them. Listen now, we're making it now. Now, I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Please, through your name, keep through your name, those who what? That they may be, as we are, they may be what? As we, they may be what? I don't think you understand what I'm saying now. Do you understand it? Imagine somebody coming to your house, somebody that's a stranger. Then your eldest brother brings somebody that is his friend. And now start telling his father this thing. I say, Daddy, everything that I have belongs to you. Everything you have belongs to me. And you have shown me all the things already, and I know they are mine. I have brought this person. This person I have brought now. I want everything that I have to become his own, and everything that you have to become his own. Glorify me, because when you glorify me, my glory is in this person. This person's glory is also mine. Let us share the same thing that I have with you. Do you understand what I'm saying? You people don't know how to receive the word. We're just looking at this. It's not even the shout. Did you get it?
Yes, sir.
Did you get it?
Yes, sir.
So imagine that the Father has like 6 billion naira. And he said, it belongs to my son. The son is saying, if I'm taking 3 billion, let him take what? 3 billion. Because we are now joint here. We are sharing it. Equal right. Because he's seated at the right hand, and we are seated together with him. Are you getting the gist?
Yes,
go ahead and look at it now. Go ahead, read it. Let's read it. Yeah. Move. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have. Go ahead. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Go ahead. I do not pray that you should take them. God is not waiting for you to die after salvation, die and come to heaven. He wants you to be here and rule and reign. They that have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they shall reign in life. Where are you supposed to reign? Where are you supposed to reign? You want to die and go to heaven. And God is saying, I don't want you in heaven. Stay here. I want you to dominate. Jesus told them, occupy till I come. I want you to be in charge. I don't want you to be controlled by things here. I want you to be in charge and control things. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Look at the prayer of Jesus. Can any devil stop the prayer of Jesus? If there is a hindrance, if there is a principality in Jerusalem, can he stop this prayer? If the prayer cannot be stopped and it has been answered, it has to be seen in your life. And I prophesy to somebody, by this revelation of light, you are breaking forth into the reality in the name of Jesus. Today you will get angry and live out the reality of your inheritance in the name of Jesus. You will never live a small life again. You will never live a cheap life again. In the name of Jesus. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the world, evil one. Kai, go ahead. Want to go now? Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Come on, say, I'm a sent man. Can you say that I'm a sent man? As the Father has sent Jesus, so he has sent you. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. That's why Mavis is doing good. When I give to the poor, I do good. When I help the needy, I do good. When I make the blind see, I do good. When I heal the sick, I do good. Is there somebody here what I'm saying here? Yeah. He went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. What is your assignment? To heal those who are oppressed of the devil. Some people are complaining and say, I'm struggling with this thing. Who is supposed to help them? Who is the sent man? Who is the sent man? Hey, do you understand what I'm saying here? So when the devil comes around your space, you remind him by doing what Jesus did to him. You deal with him again. So that he will always remember that you came out from the loins of Jesus. So that he will always remember that lions don't give birth to rats. Are you hearing what I'm saying, child of God? Are you hearing what I'm saying, child of God? Somebody say, I know who I am. Oh, can you say it loud? I know who I am. Can you say it loud? I know who I am. He has sent me. That is how I have sent them. The boldness and audacity that Jesus operated with, that's how you should operate. He said, the righteous is as bold as what? A lion. He said, I'm so afraid. I'm so scared. I don't know what my future will be like. I know what my future will be like. Hello, I know what my future will be like. Are you hearing what I'm saying? My future is captured in the scripture. Anything that God says about me, that's what I will be like. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That is my future. I bring my fruit in my season. My leaves shall not wither. That is my future. The path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. That is my future. I am the head and not the tail. That is my future. I am above and not beneath. That is my future. He keeps them in perfect peace. That is my future. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Are you getting what I'm saying here? Because he wrote it in the will. And whatever is in the will is my inheritance. Whatever in the will is my word, inheritance. You need to understand it. Are you getting the gist? Is it making some sense to you? Is it entering gradually? Okay, let's take a step further. Let's just read this thing. Then we'll take a step further. Go ahead. Next verse. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. Kai, I do not pray for this alone, but also for Mavis, that will believe in me. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Is it making some sense to you here? Kai, look at it. Go back. Now you need to go back. Stay there. I do not pray for these 12 disciples alone, but also pray for Mavis, who will believe in me through their word. Have we believed? Are you a believer? Jesus prayed for you. You will never be broke in life. You will never be a shadow of yourself. You will not be a disgrace to your world. In the name of Jesus. Jesus prayed in advance for me. He prayed in advance for me. He looked at my future and he prayed for me. He looked at my destiny and he prayed for me. He said, I'm not praying for 12 alone. Because after 12, there'll be 3,000, 5,000, nearly the whole city. As many as believe him. God. Hey, are you getting the gist here? Are you sure you're getting the gist here? So the reality of the apostles is my reality. The honor of the apostles is my honor. The grace of the apostles is my grace. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Look at it. The next verse. Be very fast. I want to lay hold of something. That they all may be one. Wait. Please come up. Pastor Men, three. Yes. Come, let me show you. Akimanakabasa babash. Rakatene menekete lebosha. Zimanos Kapai. Look at Father, Son, and Spirit. Pastor Robert, come. Pastor Robert, come. Then, this is the believer. This is Jesus. So, this is the Son. Okay, this is the Son. Let me take the position of the Son. Father, Son, and Spirit. This represents the 12 disciples. Is that not? So when Jesus was praying, as he was praying, he prayed for the 12 disciples. He said, but not only them, I remember Mavis. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So he did not only capture the 12 in his revelation, he captured me. So when he captured me, he prayed for me. Are you the one he prayed for? Are you the one he prayed for? Can any devil stop you again? Then look at what he said. He said that they all, this one plus this one, hold their hands. That they may be as what? One, Father. And are in what? Me. And I in you. Oh yeah, hold yourself together. And they also may be in Kabina Kataya. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Are you getting what I'm saying here? That's why when you say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Somebody say I'm an overcomer. Say that I'm an overcomer. Woo! Are you there? Are you there? Somebody say we are one. He said he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. He that is joined to the Lord, they have been made of one breath. Can devil come near him? Can devil destroy him? Can devil make him fail? If the devil cannot do it to him, can he do it to me? Because I am one. Thank you. Making some sense now. I prayed for you that you will get light, and I'm sure some people are getting light already. So, if the apostles are one, and we are one together, will I now carry this one and go and look for one Baba to see something? Kilo me and one kilo shake. What the spirit behind their own life? Why will I leave that one and go somewhere else? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Then as a believer, you need counsel to change your life. An unbeliever becomes the source of your counsel. What happened in Zion? Are there no Zionites like you that you can draw from? Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? Are you getting me? If I am one with him, the things that cannot trouble him cannot trouble me. So if I were Peter, Jesus was in the boat. And while Jesus was in the boat, Jesus took a cruise and he was sleeping. Then Peter came and he said, Master, carest not thou that we perish? If I were Peter, I would just go by his side and we sleep together. Are you getting what I'm saying? If the boat will sink, let it sink both of us. So whenever the devil comes and he attacks with anything, what are you supposed to do? Join yourself. Someone say, join yourself. Remember your union. Remember your connection. Remember who you are. I know who I am. My boy. Are you getting what I'm saying? So my boasting is not in the flesh. It's in the revelation knowledge that I have. So number one key to accepting spiritual reality is revelation knowledge. When you know, what do you know? Are you getting what I'm saying here? What do you know? Tell your neighbor, what do you know? Hey, I know that I have the blessings of God. The blessings of the Lord that make it rich and adds no sorrow. They are mine. There might be no pocket money in my pocket right now, but the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and adds no sorrow, they are mine. I might not be driving a car right now, but I know that I am seated together with him in heavenly places. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? When you can see that one, all of a sudden, it begins to translate to ideas. It begins to translate to wisdom. Then the money is filling up in the account. At a particular point, they will now start asking, how did you get here? Because I got to know him. They that know their God shall be strong and do what? Exploits. Are you getting what I'm saying? To do exploits in two dimensions. The exploit that you do and for you to exploit the devil. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know what it means when the Bible says, having spoiled principalities and powers. He took what they had. He stripped them off. He made them naked. I prophesy to somebody here. You are stripping the devil off. Off his authority over your family. Off his power over your health. of his power over your business in the name of Jesus. That's number one. Sit down. Number one. Number one key. Number one key. Revelation knowledge of God and his promises. I'm putting both of them together because of time. Revelation knowledge of God and his promises. It is obvious that many believers are ignorant of spiritual blessings that exist for them in Christ. And the reason they are ignorant is because they don't know. You don't know your inheritance. You don't know what you have. Hey, Baba can be begging money from his friend and say, give me 2K. Whereas his inheritance shows that he has Miller. He's begging for 2K. Are you getting what I'm saying here? He can be begging for a spot, a space to sleep. Whereas in his inheritance, in my father's house, there are many mansions. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So some of the things that believers are begging for, it is because their eyes are not open to see what they have. So the first step to taking spiritual realities from where they exist to bringing down here, you have to even know that they exist. Are you getting what I'm saying? At the level, you are my example today, God help you. At the level where he is now, is knowledge that he has. Am I making sense? The court will still sign certain documents. Certain is, but pending when those ones happen, does it affect your joy? Because you know it is done already. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? God, are you getting this gist? Is it making sense? I have a glorious inheritance. I didn't hear you. I have a glorious inheritance. An imperishable inheritance. Incorruptible inheritance. In glory. I'm bringing them from there into my world so that I rule here. I reign here. I conquer here. I can never be defeated. I can never be defeated. No weapon formed against. That's a revelation. When you know that one, you are not scared. When you know that one, you are not bothered. When you know that one, you can't have a dream and you are panicking. See, the way it is, I am afraid that that dream will come to pass. Which dream will come to pass? The one that God has for you, because I know the thoughts that he thinks towards me. Is it that one or another one? Is anybody getting me? Knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. Knowledge. You have to know him as your father that has given you inheritance and promises. So the knowledge and the awareness, revelation knowledge of God and his promises. You need to know it. It is your responsibility as a believer to press for the knowledge from scripture so that you can know the things. When we come to church, I'm giving some people now, every scripture, those days, when I'm in church, how did I get to know many things? Anytime pastor is preaching, any scripture they make, I'll write it down. I'll just write it down. I'll write, when I get back home, I'll start looking at everything he said. How did he connect the dots to that one, to that one? And all of them are connected. Then I stay with the scriptures. The Bible says the Berean Christians, they were more noble than those in Thessalonica. Because those in Thessalonica, they just want Paul to talk. But Paul said the Berean Christians, they will go back home. The next service, they will say, "Bro, Paul, I saw this. I saw something about myself." Paul will say, "What did you see?" He said, "I was reading. And one time, David said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. I see myself there already. Because you told us that Christ is seated in heavenly places. And it was not about David, but about the Christ. Is that what you said?" Paul will say, "That's what I said. Is that where I am?" He said, "That's where you are. And I see a commotion in their church that day. They'll just be jubilating and rejoicing and celebrating because they know their inheritance." Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here? Church is not a place that is supposed to be full. There are messages that we preach and everywhere is calm. There are messages we preach and we know that everywhere is supposed to be raptured. You can't get the light and be normal. You can't get the light and just sit like that. You can't get the light and just watch like that. It will change something about you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Knowledge. Knowledge. Do you know what God has made available for you in Christ? You must know these things as you press to the knowledge of God to know it through his word. He said, according as his divine power has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So through the knowledge of him, then we also have the knowledge of the glory and the virtue, the promises. So if there is a spiritual reality, if you don't know it, how will you own it? A girl comes from the underworld. I was watching a video, and the girl took her friends. That's what I was trying to explain to you. It was a real life story. Took her friend to the underworld and showed her the mother and showed her everything and showed how the mother was sucking the destinies of men men everywhere, and showed her how that there are companies in their country that partners with her mother. Many things. Now, somebody will say, is that, well, I understand. But I'm saying that, can that thing be real? Yes. Because there is a real world. It's just like when you go outside and you are preaching Christ to people, and you say, if you receive Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. They will look at you like this. They say, I want you to know that as a child of God, you are not poor. Then they are looking at you. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you're talking to the person and saying, listen, I want you to understand, the word of God says that you are the head and not the tail. And the person is looking at you. You know why the person is looking at you? Because the world you are talking from is not the person's own world. So you show them the Bible and you say, I want you to know that forgiveness of sin has been given to you. Then the person asks you, can God ever forgive me? I say, in our house, they don't usually go and meet God to ask anybody for forgiveness if you come. You enter the swimming pool of the blood, bathe yourself and come out. Do these people understand what I'm saying here? I told you before, you go to receive forgiveness as a believer. Forgiveness is the right of the believer. Repentance is the privilege of the unbeliever. Forgiveness is a right. A privilege and a right is different. When you are given a privilege, you don't deserve it. You are not supposed to be in that position. Then they consider, wait, let me explain. Imagine a guy standing on the road. And standing on the road, he has been waiting since morning, under the sun, under the heat. Then all of a sudden, a man appears. And the man asks, where are you going to? And he says, I'm going to somewhere, maybe Surulere bus stop or something. And he says, hop into the car. The guy sees it as what? A privilege. Then the man drives. Then the man stops. Nobody stopped the car. The man stopped. Then he opened the door. Then a young man enters and he sits in the front seat. And the young man just greets, hi dad, good afternoon. The one that just entered, is he a right or a privilege? When it is a privilege, you don't deserve it. When it is right, it is part of the portfolio and package that you are supposed to be enjoying. Not be my papa game motto. Are you getting what I'm saying here? That is what it means to have a right, an inheritance, something you can hold on to, and you believe it. No devil can talk you out of it. Oh God. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? In Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, he said, my people are destroyed because of lack of what? Knowledge. In John chapter 8 verse 32, he says that you shall know the truth, and the truth will do what? Make you free. Yes. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 20, verse 23, it's 32 rather, it says, and the word of his grace, he said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to do what? Build you up. I commend you to God and the what? The word. The what? The word. The what? The word of his grace. That word of his grace is able to do what? Build you up. Satan will not let you read the Bible. Satan does not want you to hear the word of God. There are some people that should be in 20 days of glory. Satan, if you fight one, they will never come. Why would they hear and be free? Why would they hear and see light? Why would they hear and be transformed? Bible says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes. That blindness of eyes, they can't see anything. Tomorrow I'll talk about these eyes. Are you getting what I'm saying? By now you should know that that message has been born in my spirit. Can you see what Paul did? Let me read this one. I take one and we'll begin to wrap up. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 to 18. These guys just got born again. See what Paul is saying to them. They just got born again. And all the promises of God are hanging. How do we help their life? Can you read it together? Everybody, loud and clear. Yes. Give them what spirit? And what? And what? The word here, revelation in knowledge of him, means that the revelation so that they will know him. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because without revelation, they will not know him. Let me enter tomorrow a little bit. Jesus walked with some men on his way to Emmaus. And they were walking with him for over 2-3 hours. And they did not know him. They did not know him. They did not know him. The Bible says at a point, he now read from Genesis down to the whole of the prophets, showing them himself. So today, if you want to know your inheritance, you have to go and pick the book and begin to read the will of your father. Your papa writes will, you know they read them. You won't suffer. will give you share? How will they give you share? Eh? How will you get your share? They open will to read. You now say, don't worry. I want to suffer small more. If you are not reading the word of God, when you are reading the Bible, what are you looking for? You know why many people don't enjoy the scriptures? They don't know what they should be looking for. You should be looking for knowing him, studying his character, studying his pattern, study the stories of men and the examples that they project. Then you want to study to know what belongs to you. If you are reading a will, you want to know who owns the will, is that not? So when you open a will, the first thing is, who owns this will? They will say the last testament of Mr. So-so-so-so, written by so-so-so-so-so-so. Then they will now slate the names of all the people that have right to partake of the will. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you don't see yourself in the Bible, you don't have an inheritance. But I just showed you there now. I just showed you yourself there now. Is that not? That I am there means I have inheritance. That I am there means I have inheritance. He did not pray for the 12 only. He considered and said for all of them that will come. That means the will covers all of us. God. God. Is anybody getting my gist here? Hey. So, if you want to now know everything, they read the will. And by the time they are reading the will, they read the first page. And after they read the first page, you now woke up and stood up and said, I'm not interested in this will. Continue reading for others. Ah, I'm a barrier. We go read. Do you know that when they read a will and they read a line and it is not sure who they gave the property to, the lawyer will say, can I come again? They'll say, yes. The lawyer's duty is to interpret it. The Holy Spirit's duty is to interpret. That's why he's your advocate. He's your counselor. He's your teacher. He shows you the will of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? So all that intimacy we're talking about is, why do we want the intimacy? Just like Bidane said, into me, then you see your future. Into me, you see your inheritance. Into me, you see your glory. Into me, you see your purpose. If you don't come into me, you can't see anything. Are you getting this just here? By the time you leave 20 days of glory, you know there's this joy in your heart. Like, I have this. So when you open your Bible next night, it will be interesting. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And I want to challenge you. Try to start from a belief of Ephesians and start looking. Then check. He said, you are forgiven. You are in him. To get higher. Anytime you pick anyone and he busts your head, you keep it. And you stroll around your room. I am sanctified. I am sanctified. I am sanctified. And somebody looks at you and you say, what a sinner. I'm not a sinner. I am sanctified. Hey, I saw it in my Father's will. I am what? Sanctified. You walk around the street and somebody that doesn't know you says, stupid idiot. Get out of the road. Then when you look at your Father's will, what did you see there? I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Why you are having heart attack for what somebody said about you is because you don't know who you are. If your neighbor's father calls you a bastard, does it make any sense? He's in his pocket. As far as your father says, my son. People go on the road, somebody looks at you and he said, you are a very stupid person and you are arguing. Me, ask those that drive with me. If I'm driving, I've had days where somebody stop and they'll say, me. You know, you don't get angry when somebody who does not know you talk about you. It is when, if my father's children talk to me, I'll be concerned. I say, you know who will be now. You know, say, now the thing where they your blood, they my blood. I can't be like that. But somebody that does not know you, talk more of Satan that does not even have any inheritance, any place, is now lying to your head and is saying that you will die, you will die, you will die. You now go to the will and you open it. What is in the will? I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Woo! Are you getting what I'm saying here? And if Satan is still standing around and is making noise, you carry your will, open it in your room and say, Satan, this is the last testament of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for my sake, he carried the New Testament and read some portion. Read it again. Read it again. Put your earpiece. Let it be plain. Let it be plain. I'm hearing my Father's voice. I'm hearing my Father's will. The more I hear, the more I know. The more I know, the more I am aware. The next key is awareness and conviction It comes through meditation. I already started teaching you about the meditation. You see what I'm showing you here now? It's called what? Meditation. How do I lay hold of the spiritual inheritance? Awareness has to birth conviction. You see, if somebody stands here and I'm saying it, just imagine that what belongs to me belongs to him. Then I am here and I am saying, hey, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich. Woo! Because I saw something in the wheel. Then he now comes, he's my friend. Now say, Alpha, I say, I am rich. They need to say, I am rich, I am rich. He's saying it. What he's saying does not make sense. You know why? It's not his revelation. He does not know it. Because I am rich doesn't mean you are rich. Proximity to wealth doesn't make you wealthy. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So see what we do when you come to church. You hear pastor talking like this. Then I will now carry somebody. I'll say, come, come, let me show you. Then you sit down in church. You now sit down, you sit down there. I now start dissecting the word of God. And I'll show you. So when I say I am rich, you now contact it. Because I showed you from the wheel. You too, you now say, I am rich. I am rich. I am rich. Then you go back home. You saw what I said. Then you went to the wheel and you start looking at it by yourself. And you enter there and say, ah, pastor said I am rich. Ah, it's no longer pastor said. Oh, Mona Baba, they talk here, man. I am rich. I am rich. I am rich. Is there money in the account yet? Not necessarily. But the awareness, it now creates a conviction. That awareness and conviction, it comes by the second point called meditation. Deep meditation. Many believers, they read the Bible, they don't meditate. They don't meditate. Meditation means that you are staying and you are looking at it again until light comes. Light has to come. Light. Hey, I stayed one day and I was meditating on that scripture. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for my sake he became poor, so that I through his poverty might be made rich. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, Jesus was rich. For my sake, how can he be poor for my sake and I become poor again? I don't understand. Somebody's emptied his account and gave to you, and you are still broke. Baba, wait till they do you now. Are you getting what I'm saying here? When I touch the other point, you will now know why after people hear this thing, sometimes they don't really read it. I will show you. I will show you. Are you learning something already? Meditation is not just reading a verse and moving on. It is deliberately pondering, muttering, speaking, internalizing the word of God until it begins to shape your thoughts. It shapes your imagination. Then everything that your father said you have to see the picture. Meditation has to create picture. It is that picture that is the substance of things hoped for. Aye. So you are meditating. You are sick. And while you are sick, you are tired and weak and feeling weak. Then you go to the scripture. The Lord is the strength of my life. Kenneth E. Hagin said, that was what he caught. The Lord is the strength of my life. That means my life is not powered by blood. The Lord is the strength of my life. He said he stood up that day. When he caught it as a clear word, he didn't just stay there. Some people will catch it, they will now stay there alone. No, when you catch it, there is an action of faith that will be required. Let me not rush. I'll wrap up somewhere here. I'll continue the second session. Look at what it says. Go to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Let me show you this. Is somebody being blessed already? Yeah. You will go back with all the messages that have been taught to you of glory. Then you start staying on them. Can we read it together? Everybody want to go now? I need loud voices. Wait, thou shalt do what? Day and what? You are supposed to do what? And to meditate means to do what? Ponder. Think until you start talking. Think until you start talking. They will think you are mad. You are alone in the room. And you are saying, I cannot fail. It's too late for me to 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 fail. Somebody enters and sometimes they think you are talking in tongue, but it's an understanding. Then it has captured you. Then that word has, you are now obsessed with it. I cannot fail. I cannot fail. I cannot fail in life. I can never be small. 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 My DNA repels smallness. I can never be small. At a point, you are saying it quietly. When you know when meditation has taken over your spirit, is when somebody is knocking at the door and you can't hear. The same door that they knocked and you heard before. but you are there. Hey, I can never be small. I come out upon. More scriptures will now start coming. Light. In his light, we see what? Light. Immediately you catch that light, you know what you are doing? You are turning on light in the darkness of your soul. And your soul begins to resonate. And if that thing captures your mind very soon, sir, no devil can stop it from being a reality in your life. I need to buy a car. It comes to my mind. Red car. It comes to my mind. Do you know that throughout the day, the red cars you'll be seeing? Every car you see will look red. It will now look like, why is it that there are more red cars in town than normal color cars? You know why? Your mind has the ability to trace anything you say you want, no matter where it is. So where do you put the word of God? In your heart. In your heart, you store it there. That's why David said, thy word have I hidden in my heart. When I hide it, when sin is coming, the word will pop up. When I hide it, when fear is coming, the word will pop up. You were afraid before until you read the word of God. And the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. Then the same place you used to pass at night, when you are passing, you already say, hey, if nobody can follow me, I will not pass. Now you are passing and you are going like a lion. What's changed? Knowledge has entered. It has created an awareness. The awareness has brought boldness to you. And all of a sudden, fear disappeared. Are you getting anything I'm saying here? Meditation. Look at it. He said, you shall meditate upon it day and night. Then, this is, I will talk about this other part later. That thou may observe to do according to what is written in it. Therefore, then thou shalt make thy way what? And have what? All the prosperity and success that God taught them. He said, they must go back to where? Meditate. You have to see yourself in the house you want to live. You have to see yourself in the car you want to drive. You have to see yourself graduating in your matriculation or your convocation gown. You have to see yourself with pregnant. You have to see yourself pregnant. You have to see yourself, the guy holding you, your father bringing you to this altar. You have to see the hand of Pastor Mavis on your head. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Woo! Are you getting what I'm saying here? You have to picture that day, that glorious day. Some of you will even picture and you say, I just saw Pastor Mavis were putting on a blue suit, a white suit. It becomes so real sometimes at the day of the wedding. Because you say blue suit, you buy blue suit and say, that is what you will wear, sir. I saw it. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can make any dream a reality if you want it to be. See it. If God has said, I am not broke, I am not broke. If God has said, I am strong, I am strong. If God has said, I am rich, I am rich. If God has said, none of them will cast their young, I will not bury any of my children. I will not bury any of my children. I will not bury any of my children. Today in the morning prayer, God showed me something I've never seen before. He said, he leadeth the solitary into families. I've never seen it. I now click. I said, check the meaning of solitary. I grabbed that word. I went on my Google Chrome. I said, the Hebrew meaning of solitary. He now said, those that are lonely, as can be ascribed to a lady or a man without a partner. He leaded them into the family. And someone devil told you that you will not marry. What's wrong with you? You getting what I'm saying? He leaded the solitary into where? Family. None shall lack their mate. He said, the mouth of the Lord has what? Said it. Then devil came to your dream and said, they don't usually marry your family. And you, which family? You should be asking them, say, hello, Oga Devu Alpha, which family are you talking about? Is it that one? You are coming late. This one was born in Zion. This one was born in Zion. This one was born in Zion. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you know these things, the devil will be afraid of you. The devil will be scared because he'll be thinking in his head that, if I go there, I'll receive slap. When he came to Jesus, Jesus gave him the first one. Jesus gave him the second one. Jesus gave him the third one. Don't give him the fourth one. The next time, then get out of here now. You want to lay hold of the realities. Let me share this one. I'll close the service. One of the ways to lay hold, that's where we're going to end the service. One of the ways to lay hold, there are about seven of them. I'm sharing the third one, is that not? You need to know these things. No devil. It is too late for me to fail. As it is now, I can't fail again. I cannot be poor again in my life. When you catch it, you know what I'm saying. You will know what I'm saying. Ah, it's too late. Let me share this one as we close. The next one to capture spiritual realities from where they are and transport them into this world. It is called the prayers to lay hold. He said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold. So there is a fight of faith that it gets to a point where you are now speaking faith-filled words in the place of prayer based on what you know. So instead of praying, I say, God, I don't want to be broke in this life. Help me, oh Lord, don't be broke. Then your prayer language changes. In the place of prayer, they will know those who know their inheritance. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because those who know their inheritance, when they come to a place of prayer like that, what the person will be saying, in the name of Jesus, I am blessed. I am blessed. Money is coming to me. I am a money magnet because Christ has paid the price. The blood of Jesus settles it. He was made poor so that I will be rich. Therefore, I am rich. I attract wealth. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Then when you get to a point, you pray. If there is any hindrance, that same Holy Spirit will now put in your head, in your spirit, in your mind, that there might be one demon everywhere. Then as you are praying, all of a sudden, you switch into warfare and say, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You devil trying to tell me I cannot get it. Get out. Who is he that condemns? Why are you talking when I am talking? Every devil trying to stop my wealth, trying to stop my prosperity. Get out of the way. You are not praying for the prosperity. You are stopping the devil that is trying to hinder what you already. Are you going to say? There are favors that God has positioned for you in the realm of the spirit. Then the devil is trying to stop the people. One of the things I wrote in the book, When You Pray, is that prayer can be a magnet for favor. And you finish the same person that said, listen, don't come to this office again. The person now sees you. Say, there's something about you. And you say, why not? Why not? It's like, I just sense there's this aura. Anyway, come into the office. Do you care for drink? You say, why not? Who no go drink the drink? They be go bring the drink. It's on the table. So, then the interview now turns to discussion. Wow. Where did you finish? It says, wow. Wow. That's my alma mater. Rise up on your feet. Let's close here. Second session, we're going to continue. Are you being blessed already? You're going to pray right now and declare everything that belongs to me that ought to manifest in my life now that is not showing up. You are going to say, I call it forth. Now, some of us, you already know some things that should be in your life. You know, based on the promises of God, what are you supposed to do? You lambano. Lambano means to take hold of it. It is mine. Satan, get your hand off my body. Get your hand off my marriage. Get your hand off my children. Get your hand off my money. Get your hand off my life. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. In the name of Jesus, I lay hold of what belongs to me. Are you still sitting? Are you still sitting? Are you praying? Ragabanega de levo shod. Ebranaga da 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 da. Eruanaka palega de levo shod. Erianaka zuzu. Erueneko zuzu. Araka papai be pipe, Eriana Gabazuzo, Erieko Senemenegadelebo shot, Eropa Baba 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 Baba, Ileko Semenegadelebo shot, Eruaka Tala da 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 da. Lay hold of your mother's health, lay hold of your business, lay hold of your career, lay hold of your marriage, lay hold of your children, lay hold. Are you praying? Status is changing, no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. Status is changing, no more decline.
No more decline.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm
today.
I'm on my way.
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 It's a better day.
Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Pray, pray. I lay hold of it. I lay hold of it.
My status is changing. There's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. I'm on my way.
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 Child of God, pray. Lay hold of it.
To better days.
Say, I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before we came here, I already saw this place. I saw it already in the realm of the spirit. I knew it in my spirit. That place, I told you when we're coming here, that there will be an overflow again. This is not what we would have built. We would have just built a normal place. Then I saw in my spirit. And I said, no, let's expand it like this. And again, I saw again. I said, okay, let's go ahead with the gallery. I saw again. I said, put on this side. Then at a point, the engineer was talking and he said, let's make space on that side. Immediately he said it, I saw another tent there. I said, wow, if you can see it, you will handle it. You can see it, you will do what? Handle it. I started calling a particular figure. I started calling a particular figure in millions when I knew that my accounts didn't have it. I saw it. And as soon as I hit that one, I moved again. I moved again. You can't be seeing small. I said, this thing's supposed to be in my accounts. I just said it in my head. And I moved. And I was just seeing it. And you know what? Sometimes you write a check to yourself. Write a check to yourself. And paste it on the wall. When you wake up in the morning, you see it. This is 100, 150, 1 billion. You must see it. Listen, you can be so real that you can have a timeline and mark it. See yourself out of a shop. This is not a shop. It is a warehouse. It is a warehouse. It is a warehouse. See it. As soon as you see the warehouse, look for something that will always remind you of the warehouse. You can draw a paper of the warehouse and draw it and draw yourself there as in charge and stay like this. Warehouse. You stay there. Why? Meditation keeps the picture where? In your mind. If I've seen it in the word, I will take it away from the word and put it in my life and become the hero of the movie. And I see it. If I tell you what I see, you'll be shocked. That's why I say some things, we have to keep it wait. Before you say it, and someone say, are you mad? How can you see that? Listen, if you can know it, number one, is that what I said? Knowledge. Number two is what? Awareness that brings what? Meditation that brings awareness and conviction. Conviction means that I have seen it. No devil can take it away. I have it. That's conviction. You are convicted in your heart and convinced that this is mine. I can never be broke again. Conviction. I can never be a failure. Conviction. You know, when conviction comes, one of the things that it does, you start sharing the rema with your paddies and other people. You start sharing. Sometimes our couple says, but I say, you know, that land, you say, I'm seeing this. One of you wonder that, wait till you want. I say, I don't resist this. Sometimes my wife will not be the one that will be disturbing her life. She goes, I know, you know, sometimes she will just be wondering, okay, wow. Sometimes she will now remind me. I say, remember that? I say, yes, it's still in my spirit. I have it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some people know that I have seen a three-story building standing. We saw a studio, and the studio is almost set. I saw a children's church. Children's church with television in every class. I've seen it already. No architect has drawn it. I am the architect. I tell the architect what to draw now. See, you are the architect of your future. See your future, design it, and present it to God. And say, God, this bill is on you. We are a chosen generation, called for to show. I want you to sing it with life. Everybody, let's do it now.
All I require for life, God has given me. I know who I am.
We are a chosen generation.
We are a chosen
generation.
Comfort, comfort to show.
He's excellent.
All I require for life.
All I require for life, God has given me.
I know who I am.
I know who God says I am.
What He says I am.
Where He says I am.
I know who I am.
I know who God says I am.
Where He says I am.
Where He says I am.
Do you know this? Let me see now.
Walking in power.
Walking
miracles.
I live a life of favor.
I know who
I'm walking in power.
Walking in power.
I dare hear.
I know who I am.
I know who I am.
I know who I am.
I know who I am. Born for such a time as this. Born for such a time as this. I'm taking over. I'm ruling. I'm reigning. I can never be small. I cannot be intimidated. I am a champion. Shabbat Neged Elevation.
Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now.
Let me hear you see His glory.
I know what.
Take a look at me, I'm a wonder.
It doesn't matter what you see now.
I can see His glory.
I know. Everybody shout out.
Oh, 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 oh. Everybody sing out.
One more time.
Everybody shout it.
Can you give a shout? I know who I am. I know who I am. Son of the monarch of the universe, I know who I am. Son of the lion of Judah, I know who I am. Son of the Prince of Peace, I know who I am. Do you know who you are?
I was watching something the other day. You know all these stuff that they pop the balloons for guys. A guy came with so much confidence. And the girl said this, blah, 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 blah. They popped all their balloons. And when they are popping the balloon, the guy finished talking. Then one of the girls said, give me my balloon back.
I don't want to miss this one. Anybody that has rejected you before, I came to announce in the name of Jesus, they are calling back for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
A woman was in a church like this and they were preaching. She's been in the wheelchair. And she started saying, I see myself walking. I see myself walking. She wasn't walking yet. She said, I see myself walking. The pastor did not touch her. He has prayed already. Then one member that knows how to activate faith knows that if she can see it, then she will walk. She was in the wheelchair. She said, I see myself walking. She was crying. Then the guy lifted up his hand like Peter and Paul. And he raised her up. And all of a sudden, she started working. Why? She saw it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See yourself in that office. See yourself in that house. See yourself in that nation. Can you see yourself? I hereby declare you husband and wife. Can you see it? Then pastor is carrying the baby. And you see the name of the baby. Pastor is coming up on the altar. And as he's about to climb the altar, in your mind, he just entered my warehouse. He just entered my store. Can you see it?
Can you see it? Can you feel it? The King of Glory is here. Can you see it? Can you feel it? The King of Glory is here.
Can you see it?
Can you see it? Can you feel it? The King of Glory is here. Can you feel it? Can you sense it? Hey, the King of Glory.
See it. Tell your neighbor, see it. Tell your neighbor, see it. Hey, he said, Abraham, as far as your eyes can see. Abraham said, what? He said, as far as your eyes can see. Immediately Abraham came out. Abraham did what? He closed his physical eyes and he opened his mind. You know, if I open my eye here now, I can't see Yanoba, I can't see Ikeja. But if I can transport myself there in my mind, Abraham said, what God is asking me to see is not of physical eyes. Guess what he did? He closed the physical and he saw from here. You know what Abraham saw? He saw all the nations of the world. And immediately God saw the heart of Abraham. He said, I give it to you. All of a sudden, they created a bosom. You know, there was nothing called that before Abraham. They created a bosom. Bam! And said, we will reserve everybody here that will believe it. Then when Jesus comes, we will transport it. But Abraham, it will still be your inheritance in Christ Jesus. He saw it. Lift up your hands. That's those of you that can see yourself healed now. Those of you that can see yourself holding on to that level of resources. You can see yourself walking in high spiritual life. You are no longer crawling in your spiritual life. You are tongue talking, fire brand, demon chasing and casting. Can you see yourself right now? Whatever your eyes can see, I declare in the name of Jesus, it becomes a reality in the name of Jesus. You see your brother coming out of drugs. You see your children walking in the high place of their life. You see your husband. You see your wife. You see your job. You see your career. You see your result. Hey, five everywhere. Are you seeing it? Receive it in the name of Jesus. You had a dream that you see somebody so spirit-filled and the person saw a demon and he said, get out. Then you woke up. You say, I see myself. I'm a giant in the realm of the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Everything that you have seen, I declare, you are laying hold of it in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God in this service. Thank Him in this session. There's still more to come. 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 Don't let the devil show you a weak Christian, a beggarly Christian, a frustrated Christian. That's not me. That's not my picture. Some of you see yourself in the dream naked. That's not you. That can never be you. Never. You wake up and you say never. Create your own picture and go back and dream the picture you created. Dream the picture you created, not the one the devil created. It's settled. You are here in this service today and you say, Pastor Mavis, all these things you said, they are inheritance for the saints. That means they have given their life to Jesus and they are born again and saved. I want to do the same thing. Lead me to Christ now. Can you rush down from wherever you are? I'm going to pray with you very fast. Come and take your inheritance. Be fast, be fast. You have been struggling with sin or you have been struggling with anything that the devil is bringing, one challenge or the other. Or you were born again but you backslided and you have been off course. Rush down now. Be fast, be fast. There is grace here for you. Can you rush down wherever you are? Rush down very fast. God bless you. Rush down wherever you are. Rush down. Rush down. Don't miss this one. Don't miss this chance. Don't miss this opportunity. Wherever you are, can you rush down now? There's an anointing that will rest upon you here. The power of God bringing grace upon you. Grace to lay hold of your inheritance. Whatever belongs to you that the devil has robbed you of, can you rush down here and receive it? If you know you want to accept your inheritance by accepting Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, rededicating your life to Him, God bless you. God bless you. Somebody stepping into their inheritance. Oh, what a glorious inheritance. What a beautiful inheritance. What a wonderful inheritance reserved for those who are saints. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Keep coming, keep coming. If you're coming, make sure you're coming. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say after me, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins and receive eternal life into my spirit. And I declare now I am born again, I am saved, and I am sanctified. I take my inheritance. I sit together with you in heavenly places. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Savior. Thank you, my Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.